This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Narang Koyang. The Election Commission today said that over 90% complaints have been disposed by it since the enforcement of the Model Code of Conduct, and no major complaint is pending from political parties except Congress and BJP. In a statement, the Commission informed that 425 major complaints have been filed by the various political parties and candidates. Of this, action has been taken or matter disposed in 400 cases. ECI further informed that 170 complaints were filed by Congress, while 95 by BJP and 160 complaints by other parties. A few complaints of Congress and BJP against each other are pending, alleging violation of Model Code of Conduct, the Commission added. Today was the last date for filing nomination for 7th and last phase of Lok Sabha polls. Elections will be held in 57 Lok Sabha seats in 7 states and 1 union territory in this phase. 13 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Punjab, 9 seats of West Bengal, 8 seats in Bihar, 6 seats of Odisha, 4 seats of Himachal Pradesh, 3 seats of Jharkhand and 1 seat in Union Territory of Chandigarh will be go to polls in the 7th and last phase. Scrutiny of the nominations will be done tomorrow. Friday is the last date for withdrawal of candidature. Voting for the 7th and the last phase will be held on 1st June. India has set up its pavilion for the first time at the World Hydrogen Summit 2024, currently underway in Netherlands, Rotterdam. It showcases the country's progress in the field of green hydrogen. Around 15,000 delegates from around the world are expected to attend the summit. India had launched its National Green Hydrogen Mission in January last year with a target to achieve green hydrogen production capacity of 5 million metric tons by the end of the year 2030. Arunachal Pradesh Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik yesterday suggested the armed forces for their collaborative contribution in developing border villages under the Vibrant Border Village program. He said this during a call on by Major General Akash Johar, General Officer Commanding 56th Infantry Division at Raj Bhavan, Itanagar. They discussed the overall security scenario in the line of actual control, development of Vibrant Border Village and strengthening the bonhomie between civilian population and the troops stationed in Arunachal Pradesh. Earlier, Major General Akash Johar assured to reinforce the effort to reach out to the indigenous population and cement goodwill amongst them for the armed forces. The Upper Thani Women Association Zero has strongly condemned the recent case of human trafficking of minors and sexual racket at ICR region. In a statement, the association lauded the Capital Police for the commendable act and pointed out that human trafficking is prohibited under the Constitution of India. It is stressed that the case should be dealt with utmost priority and sensitivity and appealed for recuperation and rehabilitation of the victims to be administered innocuously in a safe environment. The association further urged the need for creation of a dedicated special cell to register the complaints of the victims with 24/7 helpline number and assistance, Trauma Focus Cognitive Behavioral Therapy Center. Assam Rifles, India's oldest paramilitary force, will host an ex-serviceman rally titled Serving Those Who Served Us at Kalimpong on 18th of this month. The event aims to honor and support veterans from West Bengal, Sikkim and neighboring northeastern states. Lieutenant General P.C. Nair, DG Assam Rifles, will preside over the occasion as the chief guest. Indian Council of Medical Research, New Delhi, funded multi-state project on suicide risk reduction and improving mental well-being was launched at Rajiv Gandhi University yesterday. The duration of the project is for 3 years in its first phase and will be carried out in 8 states and union territories simultaneously, including Arunachal Pradesh. For Arunachal Pradesh, RGU Arunachal Institute of Tribal Studies has been made the nodal center. The first edition of the Siang Biodiversity Meet 2024 is underway at Gobuk Village and Ramsing Village, Yingkiong, Upper Siang District. The week-long biodiversity meet, which began on May 12, will continue till the 18th of this month. The event is being organized by Gobuk Welfare Society in collaboration with Ipum Sirum Welfare Society with the support of Titli Trust and Moling National Park, Kam Wildlife Division. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.